ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। श्री भगवान उवाच यततो ह्यपि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः तानि सर्वाणि संयम्य युक्त आसीत मत्परः वशे हि यस्येन्द्रियाणि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता
See, in talking about a jnani, who a jnani is and whose knowledge is firm. Jnani is the one whose knowledge is firm. And whose knowledge is firm, who is a jnani, talk about him. In that context, these two verses together talk about the nature of the mind, nature of the senses also. So he says, Vipaschitaha Purushasya, He Kaunteya, son of Kunti, Vipaschitaha Purushasya, Yatataha Api, Yatataha Purushasya, Vipaschitaha Yatataha Purushasya, Pramathini Indriyani Manaha Prasabham Haranti. What he says, the mind is of the, the mind is there. What is the nature of the senses? Now, his Indriyani, they are very powerful. Pramathini Indriyani, Indriyani Pramathini. Pramathini means pramatham indriyam, okay? Pramathi indriyam, pramathini indriyana, pramatham, pramathi indriyam, pramathini indriyani. Pramathini means what? Very powerful. Very powerful means what? The mind has completely no say. That means the senses can easily drag the mind towards the sense objects. How do they have? How can they drag the mind towards the sense objects? How do they drag? Because they always report. Because the senses do not have any say over themselves. Senses just their functions. Now senses are functions. Once the senses are away, open, and the objects are perceived, and naturally all they see, whatever is seen, whatever is heard, whatever is smelt, and those objects are, presence of objects is definitely report to the mind. Whenever the senses, we can't keep the senses all the time closed, apart from the time when you are asleep. Senses are naturally, in waking state, senses are awake. And senses do perceive objects. And naturally, when the objects are perceived through senses, and definitely there's report of the objects perceived through the senses, sent to the mind. Naturally, it is constantly happening in the whole of the waking state. And then the mind, which is reported to, cannot really remain quiet or calm. Immediately it has to react, or there will be some sort of agitation or disturbance caused in the mind. Something is heard, some agitation, some disturbance. Either there is a joy, pleasure, or some pain. And something is seen. See, now we all heard about the Obama's Peace Award. Immediately we all reacted. All different people have their own opinions. They come out with their opinions. Why? Okay, heard about the award. Can we keep quiet? Obama's given award. Okay. Immediately our mind thinks, there are so many people, other people who are highly experienced, who have contributed more, who are very old, quiet. See, I said, oh, Mahatma Gandhi should have been given. Our people, like this, immediately something when we hear, immediately some thoughts arise. Now there's immediately some thoughts are raised, and now for arising of those thoughts, actually the perception of objects, what is heard, what is seen, what is tasted, what is smelt, all those things, you know, become what? They respond for those thoughts to be triggered. Definitely we say the perception of sense objects do cause some agitation in the part of the mind. That means how agitation caused in the part of the mind implies some thoughts immediately really arise. New thoughts arise. Some opinions or views or contradictions or controversial views, something or other will arise. That is called, you know, thoughts arise. That means what? Mind is forcefully taken to the objects. And mind cannot remain. Just mind cannot just have the report and remain quiet. Mind has to respond. It responds or reaction on the part of the mind is implies what? Implies the nature of the mind. Mind cannot be means what? Some thought or the other will come, definitely. That's what manaha haranti. The mind is taken towards the object, mind has to dwell upon the object, talk about the object. You know, something it has, mind is taken towards the object. Isn't it? That's what manaha haranti. Manaha is objective here, accusative case. Indriyani haranti. Kani haranti, indriyani haranti. Kidushani indriyani, pramathini indriyani. Kim haranti, manaha haranti. Manaha is sakarana, apusaklingi shabdaha. That is why we have to say manaha haranti. And then kasya purushasya. Definitely ordinary man's manaha, definitely senses do drag towards the sense objects. That means the mind cannot be by itself. Please understand. Mind being dragged or carried away, taken towards the objects means, pulled towards the objects means, mind can never be by itself. Mind being by itself means non-arising of thoughts. Mind can never be by itself. Mind already always seeks something or the other. I mean, senses also report about the objects and mind goes out to the objects. That is the nature of the mind. That is why the senses are very powerful and they forcefully drag the mind towards the objects. You see, it happens for any human being. And he says, not an ordinary human being person, even vipaschitaha purushasya. Vipaschit means what? Vipaschit means the person who has discrimination. The discriminate person is called vipaschit purushaha. Takaranta shabdaha. That is why vipaschitaha purushasya. The discriminate person means what? Discriminate person who knows the nature of the mind, who knows the nature of the senses, who knows how thoughts arise, why thoughts arise, who knows, who has purusharth nischaya, who knows the value of knowledge, who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who knows that he has to, you know, have mastery over mind, who knows what is shamaha, what is damaha, one who knows, this person is a discriminate person. That is why discriminate person constantly yatate, yatnam karoti, prayatnam karoti, he always constantly makes efforts. He makes efforts to do what? No, not to be carried away. He makes efforts not to allow his mind to be carried away, to be dragged towards his sense objects. That way he is called Yatan Purushaha. Yatan Vipaschit Purushaha. Nominative. Yatan Vipaschit. He is making efforts because he is Vipaschit. Because this person is Vipaschit, discriminate person, Avipaschit cannot make efforts. Whether vipaschit or avipaschit, whether the discriminated person or indiscriminate person, mind is what? Easily dragged towards sense objects. Whoever is the person. But here the discriminated person knows the value of, you know, having the mind, you know, having mastery over the mind. Therefore he constantly makes efforts. Vipaschit alone can be yatan. Avipaschit cannot be yatan purushaha. The one who makes efforts. So, vipaschitaha, yatataha, purushasya api. That api also means what? Even for the person, even the mind, even the person who makes efforts, who knows, who is discriminate, who knows the value of having mastery over the mind, thereby who makes constantly efforts to have mastery over the mind, even such a person's mind, the senses, is very, very powerful, that they drag even the mind of that person. Understand? But here we are talking about whom? Jnani. So who is a jnani? Jnani is not the yatanna purushaha who, in fact, jnani is the one who made adequate efforts and who has mastered all the thoughts, has completely got his mind resolved. The yatanna purushaha is the one who is trying to have mastery over the mind, means one who wants to manage the mind is yatanna purushaha. Understand? And whereas a jnani is the one, not the one who wants to manage the mind, one has got his mind resolved. That is the bhedha. One has got his mind resolved, he does not need to manage the mind. Understand? One has got his mind resolved is the jnani. And one who is making efforts to manage the mind is yatanna purushaha. So here we say, well, that is the nature of the mind, but jnani is the one. No, as to say here, tani sarvani sanyamya kahama jnani. Tani means kani sanyamya, having completely, having mastery over them. Samyamya, samyamaha means keeping them completely under control. I never use for control, okay? But having them properly mastered. So sarvamyamya kani samyamya tani indriyani, kani indriyani pradhani pramathini indriyani which manaha prasavam haranti, those powerful senses which have been said earlier, which are said to be dragging the minds forcefully, those indriyani, powerful indriyani, samyamya, having had mastery over them. How is it possible for him to have mastery? How is it possible? It is possible for the one jnani. How is it possible? Because the attention of the mind is not available for the senses to drag the attention of the mind towards the sense objects. Why? Because jnani's attention matparaha yuktaha asti asita, he says, okay? Because jnani's mind is what? Focused on the nature of the reality. Jnani's mind is where? Understand? Jnani's mind attention is resolved in reality. Yuktaha is matparaha. Attention is fixed in what? Reality, Atma, which is Swarupma of Bhagavan the whole. And for him, how is it possible for the jnani to fix his attention of the mind in the nature of the reality? Because for him, Bhagavan is the absolute. Reality is the absolute. Moksha is the absolute. Moksha swarupa jnanam is the absolute, ultimate. Matparaha. Matparaha means what? Aham paraha yasya. Krishna says here, aham paraha yasya. Aham paraha, you can also say, aham shabdasya artaha paraha yasya. For whom self is the absolute. Matparaha means, aham paraha means what? For whom self is the absolute. Matparaha, for whom, the one for whom self is the absolute, such a person's attention can be fixed on the nature of reality. Although the attention of the mind is fixed on the nature of reality, and it is easy for him to have mastery over the senses. Turn your attention towards Bhagavan. It is easy. Bhagavan means what? The reality, the Atma. Then it is easy for you to have mastery over your mind. Once you have mastery over your mind, it is easy for you to have mastery over the senses. Please understand. Turn your attention towards Bhagavan. then it is easy for you to have mastery over the mind. If you have mastery over the mind, then you can have mastery over senses. He is matparaha. For him, self is the absolute. If objects are absolute, he would, at least he would have gone elsewhere. Self is the absolute, Bhagavan is the absolute, matparaha. Therefore, where is he now? Attrition is where? Yuktaha. One who attrition is in reality self. One who is seated means what? One who is. Because I don't want to use what seated and all that. Because that means people think, okay, one has to sit all the time without getting, without doing other jobs or what. Mind is there. On the nature of reality. Then, it is easy for him to have what? Samyama. Indriyanam samyamaha is possible for a jnani. Because his attention is where? On the nature of reality. Why? Because for him reality is the absolute. Whatever is absolute for you, your attention gets turned towards there. What is absolute for you? How is it possible for me to turn my attention towards there? You should know that's your absolute. How can I know it is my absolute? You should know what you are really wanting in life, what you're really searching for in life. That is why Purushartha Nischaya is very, very important. Look at this. Wherever I go, I have to come back to this point, square one. What is this? Purushartha Nischayaha. Now, what is it I'm really seeking in life must be very clear. If that is clear, now, I'm not simply what I'm really seeking. It's a choiceless. What choice do you have over eating? I can't miss pickle, okay? And then, choiceless. Like that. I'm saying, Tara's mom's okay. What choice do I have? Happiness is my choiceless end, must be very, very clear. Then that happiness is fullness and limitlessness. That is only in. Now that is the very sarupma of the reality, that is sarupma of Bhagavan, the whole, that is a sarupma of the Atma, sarupma of the self, the meaning of the word I. It must be very clear. When it is very clear, where will your mind be? Now, mind will be naturally, the Purushartha Nischeha is there. That's what you say, value of knowledge is very clear. And as I said, now Purushartha Nischeha is there, and Moksha is the absolute end, then Bhagavad Sarupa Jnanam is the absolute end, Atma Sarupa Jnanam is the absolute end. Attention naturally, easily will turn towards the Sarupam. I said, no, so if aham paraha bhavami, Krishna, no, if Brahma vastu becomes the param, Brahma paraha, then where is manaha? Yuktaha. Kutra yuktaha, yukta manaha. The person, no, his attention is focused on the nature of reality. Attention is not available for anything else. Therefore, what now? Maybe he has complete mastery over the mind. Thereby has mastery over senses. Got the order now? Paraha, mat paraha, therefore yuktaha, asita, therefore what? Samindriyanam samyamaha is possible. So, tani, let them be however powerful they are. How can they drag the mind? The attention is turned towards the reality. The attention, see, for the Purushartha Nischeha is not there, the Bhagavan is not the paraha, reality is not the absolute, Atma is not the absolute, Sarupa Jnanam is not the ultimate, then attention cannot turn towards that. If attention does not turn towards the Atma, then naturally attention needs to go after something. Vipaschit. You are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, vipaschit. You are committed to the value of values, you are vipaschit. That is why you know the value of having shamaha, your ripaschit. You know the value of having damaha, your ripaschit. That is why you are yatan purushaha, making efforts. Even for the one who makes efforts as a ripaschit, even his senses, now even his mind, the senses drag even his mind. But we talk about the jnani, one who has mastered. He is not the one who has simply mastered. One has got his mind resolved completely. Why? Because he's yuktaha. He's na yukta means what? He's integrated. His attention is focused in the nature of reality. Focused on the nature of reality. That means he's fixed in the nature of reality. Yuktaha. Why? Because for him, reality is the absolute. Moksha is the absolute. Reality or Bhagavan or Moksha or Sukha, Nitya Narantara Sukham, all you can say anything is param, absolute for him. Therefore, Tani Sarvani Samyamya Yuktaha Matparaha Asita. That means what? When he is like that, Yasya Vashe Indriyani. He is not under the, he means what? His mind is not under the control of his senses, but his senses are under the control of his mind. When the senses are under the control of his mind, you can say senses are under his control. Who is he? With the mind is a slave of the senses, or the senses are under the control of the mind? Understand now? Where the mind which has understanding, understand, that way there will be resolve not to be carried away. So, yasya vashe indriyani, so one who is not a slave to the senses, one whose mind attention is not scattered to be dragged easily towards the sense objects. The distracted attention, the distracted minded will be easily dragged towards all the sense objects, easily influenced by the sense objects. But the focused minded cannot be distracted, not diverted. Focused minded cannot be dragged or distracted. But the distracted is easily grabbed. That's what he says here. So, yasya vashe indriyani, one who has complete, one who has total mastery over his senses. How is it possible? Total mastery means what? Whatever the senses perceive, whatever the objects are perceived, whatever knowledge of the objects is reported to the mind, the mind does not get agitated at all. No desire, no hatred, no like or dislike arises in the mind towards the object. No thought arises regarding the object. That means what? The jnani is not dependent on the objects perceived for his happiness. Therefore, the jnani is indifferent. He's least bothered to. He doesn't say, no, it should not be there. He doesn't say, it should be there. Whatever he sees, yes, he sees. He perceives. Therefore, what? Why? Because how is it possible? Because he is reveling in fullness. How is it possible for him to revel in fullness? Because attention is completely fixed in the Bhagavan, nature of the reality, the fullness. Therefore, what? There is no inadequacy. Then the attention also is not available for other objects. Even if it is available, attention is now there. It cannot be disturbed. Only where there is sense of inadequacy, there alone this agitation is possible. The perception of objects can cause agitation in an the mind where there is sense of inadequacy. Where there are emotional needs, where there is emotional dependence, where the desires can arise, there alone perception of objects can cause agitation or disturbance. Where there is fullness, where there is happiness, where there is clear knowledge of the reality, where the attention is, where the achyuta, in which mind reality is achyutam, cannot be given up at all, there that mind which revels in fullness, the sense of inadequacy being not there, the needs being not there, desires cannot arise naturally, Therefore, whatever objects are perceived, they can't really trigger the desires. Understand? No? The seed for the desire must be there for the desire to be triggered. What do you mean by the mind getting agitated when it perceives objects? Perception of objects, coming to know of the availability of the objects, and objects being around, can cause agitation, means can trigger the desire, likes or dislikes. Understand now? See, likes, so desire is always twofold, like or dislike, raga or dvesha. So raga or dvesha, like or dislike, can arise. For that to arise, a state of mind, raga is a state of mind, dvesha also a state of mind. That state of mind is what? Rising of a thought. For that to surface, the thought to surface, it needs to be triggered. So the perception of objects only trigger the what? Desire, which is naturally already there. Raga or dvesha, which is already there in one's mind, are triggered on the surface. Already they are in dormant condition in ajnanis. Whereas for a jnani, the desires are not at all there. Understand this, in dormant form also desire is not there. Therefore, they cannot be triggered. Nothing is there to be triggered and to surface. This cannot arise. Why it is desire is not there in seed form? Because there are no needs. Because there is no dependence. Emotional jnani is free from emotional dependence for his happiness. That means what? He is already reveling in fullness. There is no sense of inadequacy which he got resolved. Because the bijam, ashayaha bijam ki, what is the seed of the desire? Ignorance, isn't it? Self-ignorance. And self-ignorance caused sense of inadequacy, erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception caused what? Erroneous notion about the self. Erroneous notion caused, erroneous notion about the self caused sense of inadequacy. The sense of inadequacy caused emotional needs. And the needs, the desires caused by needs, they're all not the completely the root, not there. Therefore what? Yasya vashe indriyani. Yasya vashe indriyani. This is actually such a beautiful verse. One needs to have lot of background to come to this verse. We don't need to discuss too much because I'm talking because we meet once a week. I have to remember all those things. Yasya vashe indriyani. Katham indriyani jnanaha vashe bhavanti. I had explained to you this. Katham vashe, how does he have them under his control? How does he have mastery over the senses? Complete mastery means what? He has got them resolved. He has got the desires resolved. Therefore, he has mastery over the senses. Understand now? There is a difference between yatan purushaha, jnani purushaha. Yatan is a jignasu. Jignasu is the one yatan. Jnani is the one what? His master under the. One who wants to know the truth, thereby one who tries to have mastery. He is a yatan. And here we are talking about the jnani. Even for the one, the discriminate person who makes efforts, this sense, powerful senses take the mind towards the sense objects. That is why, what is the one he says here? Tasya prajna pratishtita, e tasya jnanam, dridha jnanam, samshaya rahita jnanam, dridham samshaya rahitam, dridham jnanam, tasya prajna, tasya no? Prajna pratishtita prajna, sthita prajna, tasya prajna pratishtita. Very firm, doubt free knowledge. This is what he says here. So, the difference is, ajnani, look at this. One who does not have purushartha nischeha is ajnani. One who has purushartha nischeha, thereby one who wants to know becomes a jignasa, he is also ajnani. So both of them have what? Both of them have no mastery over the mind. Understand now? And as Ajnani, one who does not have Purushartha Nischeha cannot have any mastery over senses. And one who has Purushartha Nischeha, one who wants to know what the reality is, one who knows the value of having mastery over the mind, makes efforts to have mastery over the mind. Whereas a Jnani is the one who has complete mastery over the mind, that means he has got his mind resolved, thereby one who has complete mastery over the senses. What is the difference now? Purushartha nischayena vina ajnani, Purushartha nischayena saha ajnani, then jnani. Got the three difference now. Who has resolved his mind? Jnani. Who is making efforts to have mastery over the mind? Jignyasu. One has Purushartha nischaya. One who cannot have mastery over the mind? One who does not have Purushartha nischaya. Understand? That's the difference. So here, to make it very clear, what is the difference between the yatanna purushaha? One is still making efforts to have mastery over the senses. And what is the difference between one who has mastery over the mind? Thereby one has complete mastery over the senses. That means, what does it mean here? Sense objects cannot cause any agitation, disturbance on part of the mind of a jnani. Why? Because no object, no perception of object can trigger the desire which is already there. Because in Jnani's mind, the desire itself is not there. Because what happened this year? Desires all have been resolved. In the wake of Jnanam, in discovery of fullness, reveling in fullness, desires got resolved. Therefore, desire is not there to be triggered. Is it clear now? That is the difference. Whereas in Ajnani still the diseases are there in potential form. They can be triggered. That is why this man, knowing the limitation of objects, he is trying to have mastery. Understand now. That is why even yatataha api vipashitaha purushasya na pramatini indriyani manaha prasabham haranti. As you said now. You asked me that now. Even though we know, at least we are aware that we are not able to. The person who doesn't know, he won't even know that he won't make any efforts. And he will not know that he is not able to. He finds it difficult in having mastered. The difficulty also he won't be aware of. Okay.
Sorry, how are these words? Vipaschittaha, yatato, yatataha.
Purushasya indriyani manaha haranti.
Okay.
Purushasya, for a man, indriyani manaha haranti. Manaha indriyani na haranti. Indriyani manaha haranti. Manaha na harati, indriyani haranti. Mind does not tempt the senses, but the senses alone tempt the mind. Understand? Mind do not take the senses. Senses alone, even though my senses cannot function without being backed by this mind, but mind itself do not really tempt the senses. Senses alone tempt the mind. And how? They are very powerful. How they are powerful means what? You can't help. Senses just keep on reporting, that's the function. Paramatri is very powerful in reporting to the mind. Therefore what? And forcefully, prasabham, manaha haranti. It's easy for the mind to be tempted towards the objects. Why? Because their potential, in Ajnani's mind, the desires, the needs, the sense of inadequacy, all the problems are there, that form of potential thoughts. And it's a form of thoughts, all dormant. Nothing, nobody is saying, Andum Tidum Piratharavara in Tamil we say. Nobody is really creating anything. They're all there in your mind. Only they have to surface. For them to surface, to rise, you need something to trigger. Understand now? For the triggering instrumental is what? The triggering instrument is objects, that's all. Okay, there is a dislike or like, raga or dvesha. That's why he says here. So, purushasya. And then he says, kidrushasya purushasya. Natu samanyasya avipaschitaha purushasya. But no, yatataha vipaschitaha yatataha purushasya. Vipaschit takaranta shabda. Like gachat, no, vipaschit means visheshena pashyati iti vipaschit. One who sees more than what the eyes can see. Jnani also said to be vipaschit. And the one who has purushartha nischeha, one who makes efforts, is also discriminate person also is vipaschit. Nitya anitya vastu viveki is also vipaschit. Now, here, you know, jigyasa bhakta, who is vipaschit? Not a, understand now. He is vipaschit. And vipaschitaha purushaha, vipaschit purushaha. Tasya vipaschitaha shashti. Vipaschit, vipaschitam, understand now. Vipaschitaha, vipaschite, vipaschitaha, vipaschitaha shashti. Ekavachane. Vipaschitaha purushasya. And who is he? Yatanna purusha, yatati, yatate, ubhayapadi. Yatataha. One who constantly makes efforts, the adequate efforts, appropriate efforts, he is yatanna purushaha. Not, no, one really needs to make efforts. And manaha prasabham haranti. But kaha jnani, jnani is not simply yatanna purushaha, yasya vashe indriyani. Listen now, the one who makes efforts to have mastery over senses is different from the one who has complete mastery over senses. How one has got his mind resolved is the one who has complete mastery over senses. How has he got his mind resolved? One who has got all his desires resolved. How? One who is free from emotional dependence, one who is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, one who is free from ajnana. Listen now. Tasya prajna pratishthita. It just makes more for our learning actually. So yatataha vipaschitaha yatataha purushasya pramathini indriyani manaha prasabham haranti. Prasabham is an adverb. Pramathini is adjective for indriyani. Yatataha vipaschitaha adjective is for purushasya. Api emphasizes even for that person. And Kaunteya, Krishna is addressing Arjuna. Okay? Haranti is what? Hrudhatoho bahuvachane what? Haranti iti rupam. Lati. Okay. Yatataha. You know?
Yatataha.
So, yatataha means what? Prayatram kurvataha. Say now?
Prayatram
kurvataha.
He.
See, prayatram, yatataha means what? Yatram kurvataha. Kidrusham yatnam kurvataha? Prayatnam kurvataha. Prayatnam kurvataha. Prayatnam in Sanskrit in simple language. Prayatnaha yatnaha is noun. Effort. Prayatnam kurvataha. Yes, you know, he added this gerund with noun, verb. Prayatnam kurvataha. Prayatnam kurvataha. He. But the one who makes effort. He. Yasmat. Yasmat. Why? Even for the one who makes efforts. Why? Because he says, Hey Kaunteya. Hey Kaunteya. Kaunteya means what? Hey Kuntyaha Putra. Purushasya. Vipaschitaha. So Purushasya Vipaschitaha. He Shankara says, Medha Vinaha Api.
Medha
vinaha
api.
Medha vinaha means what? Who is a medhavi? One who has medha shakti is a medhavi. Who's medhavi? Now in India, medhavi means this is a wrong expression because sometimes we tease people who think who are very wise. Oh, big medhavi we say. So medha vinaha means what? Medha vinaha means the one who has medha. What is medha here? Discrimination. Okay, the discriminate. The discriminate person is called Medhavi. The wise person is called Medhavi. Here, don't need to take wise in terms of so Atma Jnanam. Is wise in terms of what? Purusharthani Cheha, etc. Medhavinaha Api. Vyavahitena Sambandaha. Vyavahitena means what? Even for a Medhavi, it is very natural for the mind to be dragged by senses. What to talk of avipaschit? What talk of the indiscriminate person? That's the meaning. Indriyani pramathini pramathanashilani. Very beautiful. Look at this. Why senses are said to be pramathini? Because pramathanashilani. Pramathanam means what? Mathanam means churning. Pramathanam means what? They can again, they can report about the object being around. And thereby they can go and, you know, dig really the mind. Come on, see, it's available. Not like that. They say pramathini means what? Senses can really drag. This is very powerful. Okay, you see something, oh, I don't want this. You don't want it, we can leave it. But what not? Again, the flavor goes, that goes. Now, lots of things go again, what? It's called pramathana means what? Actually churning, not screwing. The mind, the senses can report about the objects. The report sent by the senses can go and screw the mind. Your attention is not given, you have to turn like this. Understand? No? They say pramathana shilani means what? They have the capacity to screw the mind, pierce the mind, and they can by constantly report. By constant, consistent report of the objects, they can really, even the mind is still dull, no attention is not given, they can go and really prick and wake them up. That's why it's called pramathini, pramathana shilani. You go and churn and screw. Pramathana shilani. Shilani means that capable of. See, pramathanam shilam yasya. Pramathana shilani. That which is of the nature of screwing or churning, digging, piercing, punching, that's shilam. Understand? Like the pramathana shilani, nature of. Okay. And then, vishaya abhimukham hi. Vishaya abhimukham means what? Vishaya abhimukham means towards the objects. Vishayaha means object. Vishayabhimukham means Vishayanam abhimukham towards the sense objects. He, Purusham, indeed, Purusham, Vikshobhayanti, Vikshobhayanti, Sikshobhayanti, Vikshobhayanti means what? Akikshobhim means they really tempt the mind. No? Vikshobhayanti, totally the mind's attention is totally taken towards Vikshobha. You cannot see anything other than what the senses show you. Vikshobhanam. Vikshobhayanti, that means akuli kurvanti, adi akuli karanam, it means clouding the mind, also can say. Akuli karanam, akuli kurvanti, vikshobhayanti means they also cloud the mind with objects. When attention with the go on informing, they go on objects, go on informing the about the objects, the mind gets stuck with these objects, then even the mind becomes clouded. Akuli karanam means what? Covering, clouding the mind. Vikshobhanam. Akuli karanam means clouding the mind means not even allowing the mind to think further. Understand now? It's called akuli karanam. Akuli kurvanti. Vikshobhayanti, then not only that akuli kritya, thereby, then once you don't think further, the mind is totally caught up with those objects, then what happens now? Haranti, they pull, they really snatch the mind towards what? Prasabham. Katam, they snatch to the mind towards objects? Prasahya. And so, no, prasabham means what? No, prasabham, prasahya. with all power. Okay, prasava means with power, forcefully. And then prasahya, prakashameva pashyatah. So he says, prakashameva pashyatah means what? The one who very clearly sees, even for him, now even his mind helplessly not snatched or taken towards vishya abhimukham manaha niyate. Mind is taken towards the sense objects. He says, viveka vijnana yuktam manaha.
Viveka vijnana yuktam manaha.
Even the person who sees very clearly. Prakashameva pashyataha means what? The one who sees the light. Not the one who sees the light. One who sees very clearly. Limitation of objects. One who sees very clearly, you know, the nature of the Atma being fullness. One who is making efforts to have the ascertained vision. Prakashameva pashyataha. Vivikta, he says, viveka vijnana yuktam manaha. Viveka vijnana means what? The mind which is endowed with discriminative knowledge. The mind which has discriminative knowledge is called viveka vijnana yuktam manaha. The mind which is endowed with the discriminative knowledge of what is real and what is not real, what the mind really wants, where real permanent joy is, that manaha is what? Viveka vijnana yuktam manaha. The mind which is endowed with the discriminative knowledge. And whose mind it is? The one who sees very clearly things. Prakasham pashyataha. Viveka vijnana yuktam manaha. Such mind also. What happens now? These senses, kau pramathana shilani, which had the capacity to really take the mind, and they take the mind forcefully towards the sense objects. Whose mind? Vipaschitaha purushasya. Understand? And how is it possible? Because where the jnanam is not ascertained, look at this. Where there is no ascertained knowledge of the self, there definitely sense of inadequacy will be there. Where there is sense of inadequacy, there will be definitely emotional dependence. What does it mean? Definitely there will be no dependence on other things for happiness. The mind will be there. There will be desires and raga dveshas in potential form. Already fear is there. Pain is there. Pain is always there. Old. Pain is always old. Nobody needs to come and give you any pain. Okay? Pain is already there. If every mind, ignorant mind, the pain is lots. Okay? Lots of pain are already there. Pain is there. Understand? Pain is there. Desires are there. Anger is there. Everything is there. Along with ignorance. Ignorance and all the companions of ignorance. They're all sitting together in the mind. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. All are there. But only thing is what? They need to surface. They're all resolved. They're all in a dormant, latent condition in subconscious. They need to be triggered. They need to surface. For which what? They need some external situations, instrumental. And this ignorant mind now, ever what happens now? Now when once agyanam is there, sense of inadequacy is being there, all are there. And even this person knows and Hadith Shastra understands, upaschithis, makes efforts. Still, until jnana nishta paryantam yatataha purushasyapi, it is possible, it may happen. But kaha jnani here, kaha jnani? Jnani is not the yatana purushaha. Jnani purushaha. Katam jnani, he is not still making efforts. The one who has complete mastery over senses. What do you mean by having complete mastery over senses? Whatever, he not the one who keeps his eyes closed and ears closed and sits like this all the time. Not the one who goes anywhere, sees everything, all the objects are perceived by him, but nothing really excites. There's no excitement for him. Nothing really causes any agitation in him. There's no raga dvesha towards the objects. Likes and dislikes do not arise. They are not triggered. Why? Because raga dveshas must be in dormant condition to be triggered to surface. It is not there for him, Jnani. Why? They have been resolved. How they are resolved? Because needs are not there. Because sense of inadequacy has been resolved. Why? Because the mind revels in fullness. Why? Because Atma, there is no wrong identity. Identity is with the Swaru, Atma. Atma Chaitanyam is very clear for him. You know, in correcting their own self-perception, in being free, in having resolved this sense of inadequacy and on I, is Jnani's totally uprooted, no bija sahitam, ragadveshanam, no bahishkaranam. Understand now? See, bija sahitam. See, sabijam, look at this, sabijam. Sabijam, along with the root, ragadveshanam bahishkaranam. Ragadveshaha have been uprooted, understand now? In the Jnani's mind. There's no bijam there. So what can this do? Whatever objects, you go and pour water. How much water you pour for the dead, dry piece of wood? There are no roots for it to sprout, okay? It will not sprout. Jnani's mind is not a dead mind, totally alive mind. So I didn't ever like to give the wrong examples, but I just want to say why? Because the root seed of ragadveshasya bijam ajnanam nashtam nashitam, but they do not arise. That is why yes, yasya vashe indriyani, kasya vashe indriyani, jnanaha vashe indriyani, katham jnanaha vashe indriyani. Jnanaha vashe indriyani yataha ragadveshana dveshaha na santi eva. There are not ragadveshas. Why? Ragadveshasya karanam yajnanam api nasti. Ajnanam is not there. Understand? So ajnana jatam adhyasaha is not there. Adhyasa jatam, no, adhyaropaha is not there. Adhyaropa jatam, no, ahankaraha, erroneous notion also is not there. All resolved. He didn't undo anything. They all got resolved. Undoing is different from having them resolved. Ahankaraha nasti. So what? Asha also nasti. All resolved. Therefore, yasya vashe indriyani tasya prajna pratishtita. Why? Katham tasya prajna, katham kasya vashe indriyani? Because saha matparaha asita, matparaha yuktaha asita, asita. Matparaha yuktaha asti. That's all. Matparaha yuktaha asti. Manasaha dhyanam pare brahmani. Attrition of the mind is there always in reality. It's not effortful action here, not will involved action. Understand? It's effortless being. He's just himself. He's just the self. Now if I meditate, I try to see. There's will involved karma. I meditate. How we see the light effortlessly along with the sense objects, all the opaque objects. Whether Jnani in all his perceptions and all his cognitions, that he cannot take the attention away from reality because he knows what the reality is. Understand now? You don't need to make effort to see separate light separately, for I have to focus my attention on light to see the light, and I have to avoid all these opaque objects. No. In seeing every opaque object, what you cannot miss is what? Light. Similarly, the Jnani, that's what matparaha yuktaha asit. Yuktaha asti means what? Because people think he always sits without moving anywhere. No. Buddhau jnanam asti chet yatra kutra vapi gachatu sada bhagavati eva manasi. Always mind is in Bhagavan only, the reality only. How can he miss it? you will never miss it. That is what yuktaha. How is it possible for him to be yuktaha? Because matparaha. Because for him, absolute was the reality. Moksha was the absolute. Reality was the absolute. Bhagavan was the absolute. No, jnana was the absolute. Atma was the absolute. Therefore what? He could focus, he never misses it. He got it, he can never miss it. Listen, we see the Bhashyam. That is why he has samyamya. Tani sarvani samyamya. Not sanyamya. Samyamya. But we have when you read it, you have to eat as what? Sanyamya.
Sanyamya.
Because makarasya, na makara has to be silent. Okay. I simply said samyamya, but sanyamya.
Sanyamya.
Sanyamanam.
Sanyamanam.
What is Sanyamya? He says, he takes Tani Sarvani Sanyamya, the text. What is the explanation given Shankaracharya? Sanyamanam.
Sanyamanam.
Sanyamanam Kritva.
Sanyamanam Kritva.
That means what? Vashikaranam Kritva.
Vashikaranam Kritva.
See, Vashikaranam. Actually, very interesting word, okay? Okay, see, Vashikaranam. Vashikaranam means what? Look at this. Sanyamaha means, what is this? The word Yamaha. I tell you. Yamaha means restrain. Not simple strain, restrain. Sanyamaha means what? Perfect restrain. Complete restrain. Total restrain. The sum emphasizes the same, prefix emphasizes the same meaning. Sanyamaha. Yamaha itself is enough. Again, why Sanyamaha? And the Lord, the time factor is called Yamaha, Lord Yama, death, because he controls everything. How? Because imagine, the one who really keeps everything in proper, perfect order is who? Yamaha. Time factor also is called Yamaha. The restrainer. One who controller, one who keeps the order going. And here we talk about who? Yamaha means the restrain. And people simply say control. But we say it's not controlling. It's always some problem with the word, using the word control for me. Control means as if you have some say. No, by understanding, no, the constant effort results in having mastery over certain thing. That constant effort born of understanding helps one to have certain mastery. That is called Yamaha. Listen, the word control, somehow I don't like it. You know, the very word control we don't like where the freedom is discussed. All efforts are to be free. And again, who is controlling what is controlled? It's just helpless here. There is a buddhi needs to understand, and there's genuine, in the light of knowledge, that some efforts can be made, and that efforts will help on have certain mastery. That is what is Yamaha. Got it? Yamaha. See here, Vashaha. Say now, Vashaha. Vashaha means, again Vashaha is another word, very interesting word you should know. Vashaha means that which is under the custody of something. That's called Vashaha. No? Suppose this house, look at this house, now the house owner's Vashe Asti. This house, it is under the custody of whom? Whose custody this is, this property is? Suppose there's some other property. The old man died. In India, I mean, we have it, okay? And his property. And this naturally, even though still the property is in his name, the documents are now in his name. But now, who is the custodian? Who is the one who now the son takes over that? So, who's now who? Kasya Vashe Asti. Vashaha means what? Custody. That means the one who has say over something. And having say over something is what? Vashaha. If suppose the child by pouring love in India, parents can, the children, Mata Pitrunam Vashe Putraha. Understand? They just keep emotionally blackmail and keep them. You know, anything which gets emotionally blackmailed is what? Vashaha. Listen up, that's what being Vasha. Really speaking. Vashaha means control, custody. I want to know really. Now, Bhagavad Vashaha means what? If the mind is totally given to Bhagavan, Bhagavad Vasham Manaha. The mind is given to music. Oh, I love music. Music means I forget everything else. Where is Manaha? Music Vasham Manaha. Sangeeta Vasham Manaha. Paravasham Manaha. Atma Vasham Manaha. Nritya Vasham Manaha. TV Sril Vasham Manaha. Manaha can be, understand, Manaha, anything which has say over the mind, mind becomes that Vasham. Understand, anything which holds the attention of the mind is said, mind is said to be what? Said to be under the Vasham of something, understand, which holds its attention. TV Vasham Manaha, Seal Vasham Manaha, Patni Vasham Manaha, Pati Vasham Manaha, Putra Vasham Manaha, is natural. Mind which gets emotionally entangled with something, it cannot take the mind easily. Understand now? If something gets hooked, it is very difficult to release the entanglement. That's Vasham. Listen, it too means Vashaha. Here, Vashi Karanam, Vashi Karoti. So, Vashaha means having say over something. Vashi Karanam means what now? It's a verb actually. Vashi Karoti attracts. Vashi Karoti means what? Attracts. Vashi Karoti means attracts, literally. Vashi Karaha means attractive. Vashi Karoti attracts. Vashi Karaha attractive. Vashi Karam attractive. Vashi Kari, Vashi Kara attractive. Feminine. Anything attractive. So, Vashi Karoti. Kim Vashi Karoti? Manaha na Vashi Karoti. Understand now? Vashi Karanam. That Manaha. That means having mastery over that mind. Having say over that mind is what? Vashi Karanam. So, keep having say over the senses is what? Now, having the senses under control is what they say here. Having say over the sense, being able to have say over the senses is what? Indriyanam Vashikaranam. You got the point now? So here, because the Vashikaranam, we will be using it on also. Vashaha, Vashaha, Yasya Vashe Manaha. So, Vashikaranam Kritva. Vashikaranam Kritva means what? Having completely kept them under control, which means what? Having mastery over them. Yuktaha.
Yuktaha.
Yuktaha means what? Integrated. Yuktaha literally means what? Purundhiyavan. No, integrated. Fixed. Fixed with what? Samahitasanna. Samahitasanna. Samahitaha means what? Bringing the attention. See, samahitaha means the ones whose attention has been brought from everywhere and focused on something is called samahitaha. Yuktaha means fixed, integrated. Who is the integrated here? What does it mean here? Ones whose attention has been brought to one thing, one who remains focused. Samahitaha sanna. If you are not focused, Okay? Not samahita sanne. So being focused sanne. Asita, one who is. Asita means asti. Don't take it as asita sitting. Okay? One who remains. How katam he? It is, how is it possible for him to be focused? Because matparaha.
Matparaha
means Krishna says matparaha here. Matparaha means what? Aham paraha yasya saha matparaha. Bhagavan paraha yasya saha bhagavat paraha. Matparaha means bhagavat paraha. Bhagavat paraha means for Brahma paraha. Satya paraha. Moksha paraha is matparaha. Understand now? Matparaha param, the absolute. Bhagavan eva param yasya saha bhagavat paraha saha matparaha. Krishna has explained, Shankara is explaining here, aham
vasudevaha.
Okay, aham vasudeva. Who is this vasudeva? No, devaha, the effulgent. Vasuhu means wealth. That which, the only reality which shines as the entire universe, the wealth. The entire universe is Aishwaryam. And I said, the entire whole jagat is what? Aishwaryam, vasu. And that which shines as the whole jagat is what? Vasudevaha. Listen now. Vasu means wealth. Wealth means what? Aishwaryam. Whole jagat is Devi, Lakshmi. And that one who shines as the whole jagat is what? Vasudevaha. What is that reality here? Consciousness we talk, had to talk, understand here. So Vasudevaha. And he says, who is Vasudevaha? Sarva Pratyagatma. Sarva Pratyagatma. E natu tava bhavataha tasya tasyaha yetasyaha. Sarva Pratyagatma. Sarvasya Pratyagatma. Pratyak Atma means what? The immediate self of all the beings. Sarvesham jantunam, sarvesham vastunam, sarvesham. And I said now, pratyagatma, pratyak, atma, pratyagatma. Pratyagatma means what? The immediate self. Not the direct self, okay? Pratyagatma means what? The immediate self. The very meaning of the word I. Okay? Mitsapatyagatma. Paraha.
Paraha
means absolute. Okay. Yasya. Saha. Mat paraha. Okay. Na anyaha.
Aham.
Tasmat. Abba. This is the very important thing. Na anyaha aham. Aham tasmat. Iti asitaha. See, one for whom absolute, the ultimate is the reality, Vasudevaha, which shines as the whole jagat, and that reality which shines as the whole jagat is none other than the self, Pratyagatma. Understand now? The reality which is the self of everything is the self here. And aham shabda artaha. Aham shabda artaha chaitanyam. That chaitanyam is the what? Vasudevaha, self of all the beings here. Aham anyaha na anyaha aham. Not am I different from that Lord. I am not other than that Lord. Understand now? Na anyaha aham. I am not anything other than I, the self, and the awareness which is Vasudevaha. I am not other than that. I am not different from that. Na anyaha aham. Aham kaha aham Vasudevaha. Saha aham soham iti upasitaha. Iti asitaha utikte kahartaha. What does it mean here? Iti asitaha, one, if you say if he sits like that, not sitting, one who always sees, I the self, I am the awareness which is Vasudevaha, which alone shines as everything, which is the Pratyagatma, which is the self of every being here. This vision, one who got this vision of the reality being the very self. Understand? Na anyaha aham tasmat.
Kasmat.
Tasmat vasudevata aham na anyaha. Kaha vasudevaha. Vasu Rupena Yaha Divyati Saha Vasudevaha. And so one who shines as the whole Jagat is what? Vasudeva. Reality. Aham Tasmat Vasudevat Na Anyaham. I am not other than that self, the reality. Therefore, iti one who sees very clearly is what? Iti Arthaha.
Evam
asinasya means one who is seated like this means what? In this manner, one who remains with this vision, one who is with this vision, one who has got this vision, one who is seated with this vision, not sitting, he doesn't need to be seated, okay, he'll be walking also. But is he understood? Asinasya means what? Yasya idrishi. No, idrishi drishtihi yasya. Yetadrishi drishtihi yasya. One who has such a vision. Asina yatehe.
Yatehe.
Here yatihi means sannyasi. The one who has made adequate proper efforts. Now is called yatihi. Thereby what? Now he is not vividisha sannyasi here. Vidvat sannyasi, jnani sannyasi. Why Jnani is sannyasi here? Why? He is free from the hold of desires. He is free from the hold of what? Doership and enjoyership. Jnani is also what has given up now. He has not given up anything. He is free. Giving up means he one who has given up the doership and enjoyership. Not the one who he has not given up any activities. He has given up the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. So giving up the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer implies what? Being free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. How does he have this? No. That's what Yatihi Sannyasi. He is called Vidvat Sannyasi. Jnani Sannyasi is Yatihi. Kaha Jnani Sannyasi, kaha Yatihi? No, who is in the discussion now? Evam Asinaha, one who is seated like this. One who is with this vision. What is the vision? Aham Tasmat Na Anyaha. Tasmat Bhagavataha. Kasmat Bhagavataha. Yaha Jagadrupena Bhati Vidham Bhati. That which alone is the Sarvasya Pratyagatma. The one who is the innermost self of every being. The immediate self of all the beings. That which alone shines as the whole everything. That reality. Aham tasmat na anyaha. I'm not different from the Lord the whole. Tasmat bhagavataha aham na anyaha. I'm not different from him. I'm not away from him. I'm not other than him. I am that. That Lord is me. Understand now? Aham saha soham. Iti aha askaha. Iti asinasya yatehe vashe. Look at this. Kasya vashe indriyani. Iti asinasya yatehe vashe vidvat sannyasinaha vashe jnaninaha vashe hi yasya indriyani vartante yasya indriyani vartante indriyani vartante katam indriyani vartante abhyasa vashat means don't think jnani has to practice every day. People may it's not practice. Not by abhyasa, not by constant practice. He says balat. By his strength. What is his strength? Kena balat, kasya balat, jnanasya balat, jnana balat. Swarupa jnana balat. Understand now? That's very important here. Swarupa jnana balat. What is strength? How is it possible for the jnani to have, you know, to have mastery of the senses, because he is very strong. He has the strength. What is the strength here? Jnanameva balam yasya jnana balaha. Jnana balat. Kasya jnana balat? Soham iti jnana balat. Ityasi jnana balat. Aham tasmat anyahana. Ityas. I am not different from other than that Lord. That jnana balat. Yaha asinaha tasya pragya pratishthita. His knowledge is said to be doubt-free, ascertained, firm, steadfast, pratishthita, unshakable knowledge. Pratishthitam, jnanam pratishthitam, prajna pratishthita. Understand? Atha idanim para bhavishyatah sarvan arthamulam idam uchyate. Idanim, now, atha, then he says, okay. See, para bhavishyati. See, para bhavishyati means will defeat. Para bhavishyan means what? That which will defeat. That which will make one fail. Para bhavishyan. Para bhavishyatah is what? Future. Understand now? Future participle with respect to G. Para bhavishyan. Para bhavishyatah. What is that which will really. Now, yeah. So, what is that? Para bhavishyataha moolam. What is the root of that? What is that which will really defeat one? Now, which will really lead to disaster of one? He says here, he's going to explain now.
Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha, sangaste shupa jayate, sangaste shupa jayate, sangat sanjayate kamaha, sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho bhijayate, kamat krodho bhijayate.
He says, krodhat bhavati sammohaha,
krodhat bhavati sammohaha,
sammohat smriti vibhramaha,
sammohat smriti vibhramaha,
smriti bhramshat buddhi nashaha,
smriti bhramshat buddhi nashaha.
Okay, buddhi nasho, buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati,
buddhi nashat pranashyati.
Okay, so he says, in these two verses together he explains, in the context of talking about a jnani, he is talking about actually what is nashaha. Nashaha is destruction, but pranashaha, total destruction. Now, what is total destruction? Now, making this life, the precious human life, a meaningless life, okay, is what? Really nasha. How do you make this life meaningless? No? Wasted life. Losing one's self-consciousness is in fact pranashaha, not the death. See, everybody who's born will die one day. Physical death is not pranasha. Understand now? Losing one's self-consciousness. What is losing one's self-consciousness? Now, even when you sleep, you lose your self-consciousness. Not that way. See, losing the precious knowledge the human being is blessed with. What is that? The knowledge that I am. Understand now? Every human being is very precious, blessed with very precious knowledge. The knowledge that I am. Because no other being is blessed with that knowledge. No animal has the knowledge that I am. No animal is aware of its own. Listen, no animal has self-consciousness. What do I mean self-consciousness? Not losing consciousness. Losing self-consciousness means, understand now, losing this knowledge that I am is what? Pranashaha. And who is the one who loses it? Mad person. One who does not know he is. A dog does not know that I am dog. The dog does not know, does not say. The elephant does not know I am elephant. There is no knowledge on the part of elephant that I am elephant. There is no knowledge on the part of any animal I am animal. Only human being alone knows I am. Understand now. This half knowledge is what? It is self, no? This half knowledge is said to be self-consciousness. And losing it is what? Pranashaha. How does one lose it? How is it possible for one to lose? When the person loses that, that means he is mad. Mad means what? One does not know that one is, and one does not know what one does also. That is possible when, he says here. No? Vishayan dhyayataha purushasya teshu sangaha sanjayate. Vishayan dhyayataha purushasya. Pumsaha. Pumsaha means pums is a sakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Sakarantaha pullinga pums shabdaha. Tasya shashti vibhaktehe yekavachane pumsaha iti rupam. Pumsaha ityukte purushasya ityartaha. No? For a man, for a person. Pumsaha ityukte purushasya ityartaha. Pumsaha. Kasya purushasya, kasya pumsaha. He says dhyayataha purushasya. Lots of shatruanta shabdas are used here. Have you noticed? Na yatataha, dhyayataha, dhyayate, dhyanam karoti, dhyayati, dhyayan purushaha, dhyayataha purushasya, dhyayataha purushasya, shashti ekavachan, okay? Purushasya, dhyayataha, adjective for purushasya, dhyayataha purushasya, for the person who is constantly thinking of, meditating means what? Whenever you use the word meditation, if you think of something, to the exclusion of everything else, that is called meditation. Understand now? If you think of one thing, to the exclusion of everything else, then you are meditating on the given thing. It's called dhyanam. What is dhyanam? So here, sometimes we don't meditate. Actually, it's not meditation. That means what? With very, we so given, so thoughtful, but some objects sometimes, we forget about other things, we be constantly thinking of only one thing. Sometimes our senses, because we cannot keep our senses all them closed, we have to keep them now open. And sometimes mind also definitely is always with the sense objects, senses. Therefore, naturally, the constantly lots of reports are sent to the mind. And we do perceive objects. And some objects hold our attention, have our attention. All the objects do not catch our attention. Some objects specially catch our attention. You know, some objects. As a child, their attention can be caught by something else. As in keeping our own needs, our attention also caught up by some objects. Then what we do, we think, we start thinking about that object all the time. And we start thinking about the objects, the more we think about that object which we've seen, and we think of the advantages, usefulness, how nice it is. You know, we think of what all the benefits we have by possessing that object, etc. We think about the object. The more we think about the object, the more we forget other things also. That's what slowly it becomes what? Dhyanam, Vishaya Dhyanam. Vishaya Dhyanam. Vishaya Dhyanam means what? Thinking of that one object or some few objects to the exclusion of everything else is what? Vishaya Dhyanam. Divishayan Dhyayataha Pumsaha Teshu Vishayeshu Sangaha Sanjayate. Then naturally the mind will get entangled with that object. That means what? The mind will feel the need for the object. Mind feeling the need for the object is called sangaha. Okay? The mind entertaining the need for the object is called attachment. Understand now, mind entertaining the need for the object is attachment. The need, my God, how does the mind entertain the need? Because now it's very clear how important it is to have the object, how nice that position of that object will be. Why, how this conclusion has come now, how constant meditation has resulted in that conclusion, which is given rise to what? The need for the object. Is it clear now? Constantly think about it. What all I gain if I have the object? What all the benefits? How beneficial? How useful it is? This is called the Vishayan. I can see a lot of examples. I don't want to go into details of examples. Vishayan dhyayataha teshu vishayeshu sangaha. If you think of something else, attachment cannot be born on something else. If you think of Apple computer, now I've been thinking for quite some time, how nice it is, Rodney G's computer. He just touches, everything comes. For me, it takes ages, my tabletop computer like that. Then slowly the mind has been thinking, but it has not just become dhyanam, only thinking. Only just the chintanam, not the dhyanam. Chintanam is what? Thinking of that along with so many other things. Why? There's no dhyanam. Because sometimes pickle comes, sometimes bread comes, sometimes sometimes other things come. Sometimes, one day this little London bus journey comes. So many things, mind is thinking of so many things. Therefore, there's only chintanam, not dhyanam. But everything else goes. When you get a computer now, no. This is Apple is the best. This is like that. Then what is what? Dhyana. Then how nice it is to have. No, this called, no, mathanam. The desire is also called mathanam, no, manmatha. Because it churns the mind. Churns the mind. Then, so manasaha matha. That's why pramathana shilani. We've already seen that. Pramathana shilani. The object will go. Even the mind, attention is not given to the object. The object constantly, that's why advertisement is what? Pramathana Shilam. All ads are what? Because objects are already Pramathana Shilani. And advertisements, really, advertisements are very, all advertising agents are very successful because of the nature of the senses. Even if you don't want to see that, and they will come and tell you, all the best possibilities of the objects, talk about the whole, all about the objects. And one more thing, buy one, two free. Again, it's no tempting. Like this, lots of.
That's a good one. One, two, free.
No? So then you start thinking about it. Which shop, where, how? It's called, no? Vishayan dhyayataha pumsaha teshu vishayeshu. For the mind to entertain the need for the object, the mind needs to think about the object, the exclusion of everything else. Therefore, vishayan dhyayataha eva purushasya teshu vishayeshu sangaha jayate. The need is possible, attachment is possible. Isn't it? Then, one sangha, once you're hooked there's a need. I need that. That means what? Without that, I'll be unhappy. I won't be comfortable without that. The discomfort not having it. So I need to have it. That feeling itself is what? Sangha. Then sangat kamaha sanjayate. Kamaha, the desire is born. Of what? Born of the attachment. Desire is what? No. Attachment alone causes pressure. Attachment cause pressure, the desire pops up. Desire was there, desire arises. Look at this. So, desire is already there in the form of like or dislike, raga or dvesha. But for the desire to pop up, to rise, it needs to be what? Triggered. What's the triggering thing? Vishayaha. Understand now? Vishayaha. Even the Vishayaha simply see, nothing will happen. The senses themselves do not really cause any problem. Senses, the job of the senses is only to report to the mind. Reported, then the mind cannot keep quiet, no? And it starts thinking about it and thinking about it, constantly seeing what happens now, you meditate upon it, think about it. Then it results in what? Attachment. Attachment results in what? Kamaha. Desire is born. Desire for that object is born. Kamate. And you keep on fulfilling the desires. And the more objects you think about, more objects you meditate on, the more, you know, you feel the need for the objects, and the more desires arise, the more you try to fulfill the desires. You keep on fulfilling the desires, one after the other, so many desires are born. Desires will never come to an end. Why? Know that. The fulfilling the desires, no, fulfillment of desire will never come to an end. Why? Because the root cause of the desire is ignorance. Having ignorance in the mind, self-ignorance in the mind, however your desires you fulfill, still there will be new desires arising. What is the reason? In the fulfillment of desires is like just taking the medicines for symptoms of the disease without undoing the disease. You have to undo the very disease. Then symptoms will disappear naturally, automatically. Without having taken medicine for the very disease, without undoing the disease, you will simply take medicines only for the symptoms. Medicine, no? Will only suppress the symptoms, but still disease will be there. Depends what, again and again the symptoms will be showing up. That's what we say what here. The ignorance is like a disease, root cause of the disease. And all other diseases are what? Symptoms of the disease. Understand? That is why how many other diseases you fulfill, still disease will be born again and again and again. That is the nature of the desire. That is why it is foolishness really to try to undo the desire. You can never undo your desires. As an intelligent person, you can manage your desires and you can get rid of desires by resolving the desires, by removing the very ignorance, by dispelling the ignorance. Understand? So here he says, Kamatis Kamaha Sanjayate Sangat. Kamaha sanjayate. Not kama. It is nidra. Nidra, where is kama? There is no kama. There is no raga, there is nothing here now. There is no raga, there is no dvesha, there is only sukham.
Sukham. Right.
Bliss. See, if there is kama, you cannot sleep. You sleep, kama resolves. That is why you like sukham. That is why sukham. If a desire is there, it is trouble. Sleep is sukham. That's what you all like. Gita class at least gives some temporary sukham.
What is need?
I need means to wake you up. Chayasya avashyakata. Chayam avashyakam. Idanim chayam avashyakam. Kimartam avashyakam. Avashyakam. Yeah. Mama. For me. Mama chayam avashyakam. Maya chayam apekshyate. Mama chayasya avashyakata asti. Mama, for me, is a need for tea. What do you say now? Chayasya avashyakata asti noun with sashti. Or mama chayam avashyakam.
What are we waiting for?
Aham chayam patam ichyami. Simple.
What are we waiting for? Tea? Could you please explain a bit more about vasha? Vasha. Vashe. What is vashe? Vashaha?
if you have say, see, having say over something is vashaha.
Having say over something is vashaha.
Or you can say vashikaranam. Vashikaranam is a, no, vasha, see, vasham karoti. Now it's called vashikaroti. Okay, make it one verb.
So vashe is what then? In. Is that
locative. Vashaha, vashe. See, vashaha is noun. No, vashaha.
Yeah,
or you can say vasham karoti. No? So controls, when you say he does control. Controlling.
So vashaha goes with matparaha vashe. Is that
Yeah, vashe. Now matparaha means the one for whom the absolute, if that is absolute, the mind goes there. See, please look at this. See, if dhanam is param for me, aham dhana paraha, then aham dhanam dhana vasha. See, water becomes absolute. Attention is taken towards what? Water is water you have value for. See, if for me, I'll tell you one thing. If for me, dhanam becomes, I have value for money. Then what now? For me, money is okay. Having a lot of money is the ultimate end of my life. Absolute for me. That is the absolute for me. Everything else is relative for me. But what now? Dhanam param yasyaha dhanapara swamini. Okay, dhanapara. Dhanaparam means what then? All my efforts are towards what? Dhanamani. Then aham dhana vasha. I have no vasham. Understand now? Dhanam has vasham now. I am under the control of money. Money is not under my control. Aham dhana vasha or dhanam vasham. I can go and draw my money from the bank means what? Dhanam mama vasham. Mama vashe asti. Dhanam mama vashe asti. That means what? I can go and draw my money. First money comes and takes me. Aham dhana vashe. Now dhanam bank vashe asti. Bank vashe dhanam asti. It is not under anybody's control. Government vashe bank asti. Bank is under control of the government, not individual citizens' control. There are rules and regulations you say here. Vasham. Like vasha has. So, vasham karoti. Swavasham karoti. Now, hali vashe dogs santi. Khali vashe dogs santi. That's not true. Khali dogs vashe asti. Who has the dogs do not cry, Khali doesn't go home. Dogs do not come back home, Khali will cry. Who's vashe, who's now? Tell me. So vashi karoti means attracts. See, I don't remember what, takes the mind, takes your attention. See, first it draws attention. Look at this. Drawing one's attention first. Then taking one's attention second. Then holding one's attention third. Then completely holding your attention for good is what? Is what so many attention. Understand now? See, first drawing attention. Then taking attention, then holding attention, then completely having hold on. Yeah.
It's all self-centered. It's all depends on my
attitude. Vashaha means.
It's not.
In this context, it means. He is not under the control of senses, but senses are under his control, under the control of the mind. That's what he says. That's what Vashaha, he implies, like, what is dependent on what? Now, that context also we can use it. So here, Vashi Karoti means Vasham Karoti or Vashi Karoti. Attracts, literally it means.
It isn't really attracting. It comes from the person. The money is not attracting. It's not doing anything to me.
No, what that's true, but we when you seek security there, that is the problem. Yeah. Of course that is true, very much. You know, Aviveka there is there, then you are under the Vasham of the whole Jagat. If you are Viveka, the whole Jagat will be under your Vasham. See, Jnaninaha Vashe Jagadasti. Jagadvashe Jnani Nasti. Understand? Kasya Vashe Kim Asti. Whose control who is? What is? Jnaninaha Jnani Purushasya Vashe Jagadasti. Jagadvashe Jnani Nasti. Listen now. Vasha means what? If I am dependent on something for my happiness, I am that Vasha as me. If I am not dependent on that aham, that is my under my control. See, being dependent is, understand now, there are simply so many things here. So, Vasha means the discriminate mind cannot, it is not taken towards the objects means, can be disturbed means, it is said to have mastery over senses. The indiscriminate mind, the ignorant mind, which can be easily taken over objects, means what? There, it is under the control of the senses. The one who has discriminate mind, one who is discriminate minded, is the one who has mastery over senses. Then, tasya vashe indriyani santi, indriyanam vashe saha nasti. Jnani indriyanam vashe nasti, but jnaninaha vashe indriyani santi. Listen, that's what he says here. Anyway, so vishayan dhyayataha pumsasya pumsaha. Now, vishayan dhyayataha pumsaha eva sangaha upajayate. When sangha is there, then kamaha sanjayate. Kama is there, what now? Kama. So, kamaha, as I told you now, it is having ignorance in the mind, being ignorant of the self. How many of our desires you fulfill successfully also, desires will always be dushpuraha nalaha, they will always be there, new disease will be coming again and again. It is like having the roots underneath, chopping off the trunk above, and will again start sprouting. Suppose sometimes the disease do not get fulfilled also, what happens? All sugar-free tea. Actually, I already had 2 coffees, tea, baby.
Yes, for you, we have 2 sugar.
Yeah, no, I know. All day I have 5 sugars. No. As soon as I came, one time, I had 2.5. Again, I had 2.5. 5 sugars are over now.
Thank you.
Yeah, sugars, sir. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Amma.
Yeah,
because I'm not sure, because I ate lots of sugar. No, I felt like eating bread. I have eating bread at all for a long time. And today what I did, I just came with the craving. I went and bought the bread. I ate some 4-5 slices of bread. I ate lots. I made for Rodniji, Pitiji and me, but Rodniji didn't eat, so I ate everything. Pitiji, because asmat shabdaha.
Matparaha vasham manaha.
No. Matparaha means.
Matparaha jnanam vasham.
No. Matparaha means manaha bhagavat paraha. Manaha bhagavat dvashe asti. Correct. Whatever becomes your param, for you param, you are that vasham. If moksha is the param, absolute for you, then you are moksha paraha means, you are moksha vashe. Asti. Mokshasya vashe you are.
So the jnani is matpara vashe.
You means what? I mean the mind. Matparaha means what? Matparaha means one whose mind. Here Pitiji, what happens? There is not, in paraha when you use actually, you can't even say, jnani's mind is.
Sure.
Not sure.
That is not Vasha actually.
Matvaha Jnanam or Matvaha Buddhi Vasha.
No.
No. Confident. Okay, me.
Pitiji, whatever becomes your param,
Summa.
You become that Vasham. See, Bhagavan is the param, then you are under the control of Bhagavan.
Bhagavan is the param.
Yadi Bhagavan paraha bhavati, tarihi, no? Bhavan Bhagavat paraha. The one for whom Bhagavan is paraha, Bhagavat paraha.
So,
paraha means, Pitaji, in terms of accomplishing what is the ultimate.
So, if...
Now, you think your mind is focused on... No, that's not true. Vasham means, Pitaji, Vasham. Here, Bhagavan doesn't have any control over the mind here.
No, the idea that...
Bhagavan is manifested. See, there's no control. Nothing, there's no such thing at all. In terms of having say.
No, what controls?
See, does consciousness control anything?
No.
That's what I was saying.
The idea that controls the mind is.
See, controlling means because you have very wrong idea understanding of the word control. Because, come on, sit, get up, go. That means you think control. That's not control here.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying either the idea that Bhagavan is paraha rules the mind,
Shishi, don't ruling. Don't go for rule. Don't read Sankarshan's there.
I'm not reading. Okay, then having control, you said.
No, see, even the word control I didn't want to use because to make it easier I used the word. Okay, listen to you carefully.
Okay, I'm listening again.
Param means the absolute.
Sure.
And we have three genders also. You can say para, paraha, param.
Okay.
All the three words when they say absolute, ultimate. What is absolute for you? Gaining which everything else becomes as well gained. As it were, that is absolute. So what is it which is the most important for you? People go to work. What is ultimate for them? Money is the ultimate. Isn't it?
Could be. Okay, just saying yes. Okay.
I'm just saying. In fact, for Viveki, for one who has discrimination, one has Purusharth Nischeha, and for him, where is it available? What happiness is the ultimate means, and where happiness is in Swarupa Jnane. Therefore, reality becomes absolute. Knowing the reality is absolute means what? Bhagavad Jnanameva Param Yasya. And there, Bhagavad Jnana Paraha. Bhagavad Jnana Paraha Madhya Padalopi Samasam. Bhagavad Paraha. See, Madparaha means Jnana Paraha. One for whom knowing the truth of the whole is the absolute. Is Bhagavad Jnana Paraha, is Bhagavat Paraha, Jnana Shabdasya Lopaha, Madhya Padalapi Samasam, understand now. Very Jnana, knowledge is the ultimate for him. Then, ultimate means he knows the value. Therefore, what happened now? Attention is turned towards the Jnana. Whatever is important, attention goes to Swarupam now. Because the mind wants to know the truth. The attention goes to knowledge, search of knowledge of the truth. Attention is not available for other things. Isn't it? So attention is not available, then whatever is this report, nothing gets registered here.
Yeah, when you say no label, you tell them it's in its place in the family.
No. It is there because similar for the person Vipachit Purushasya, he makes efforts. Thereby he has some say. But a jnani, Yani, attention does not go to objects. Attention can go towards the objects only if there is search for fullness. The jnani, only this inadequacy is there, and then the mind is chased towards objects for happiness. The mind which revels in fullness, naturally, it doesn't go for search for happiness. The mind which is free from the search, really, cannot care for anything, cannot care for anything. See, simple example, when you are full, you've eaten lots of food and come here, how much ever is there on the table, you won't care. When you come hungry, even before coming, the entrance of the smell, what is here?
If Karasam is there,
sorry. That's what I'm saying.
Even if I'm hungry.
That's an exception. Huh? That's an exception.
That's an exception.
That is Yadataha Purushasya. Not Jnani Purushasya.
Even if I'm full, and I come here, and there's a rasam on the table.
There's no here, yeah, full pitiji.
I'll make room.
My God, what is, I think you got it, no? So some things. Anyway, don't, I think you were confusing with the word paraha and then vashaha.
See, you said mind is the vashaha of the thing that causes attention.
Vashe asti, is it?
Yeah. The mind is
mind vashe. Under the vasham of something which holds attention.
That's what I'm saying.
But, so, no, it's true.
So, only matter holds its attention, then mind is the vashe of the paramat, no?
That
that's
is.
What I said. You said no.
No. So Jnani's mind, kasyapi vashe nasti. Only for the when you're making effort is vasha, I can say. Okay, listen to me. So here, vashaha pitiji, when as I like jnani, vasham is possible. The jnani, when you say, mind is not even, mind is resolved, mind is not under the control of anything.
Not even the idea of matpara, bhagwan para, not even that idea.
No, that, because jnani yuktaha asitaha matparaha. Just make us understand Krishna is talking about it. See, mind must be there for it to be under control of something. There, no, look, dasya, no, that bhava is not, again, duality comes there. For a understand, no. The one for whom all that is there is only Bhagavan, only absolute reality, and that reality is na aham, na atasmat, na anyaha iti jnanam. Iti vasitaha. Where is the mind? Everything is Ishvara means what? That saha Ishvara ahamasmi. Understand? This vashaha is not there. As a jnani, he is not under the control of anything. He jnani is swayam Bhagavan.
It's a continuation of the concept from the previous verse, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no control either.
No control. You only give explained here. See, please understand. Please just come to this point now. So, is that okay? What is that?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go to school. I wanted to do this. So, Vishyan Dhyayata Pumsaha Teshu Sangaha Upajayate Sangat Kamaha Sanjayate then Kamat Krodaha Abhijayate. Then when the desire is unfulfilled, it results in what? Anger. Okay? That is why, in fact, anger is expression of one's incapacity. Whenever incapacity, smallness, helplessness is triggered, then that turns to be what? Anger. So unfulfillment of desire itself does not trigger the anger. Unfulfillment of desire, unfulfilled desire triggers one's smallness, one's incapability, incapacity, helplessness, failure. Understand now? Therefore, that triggers one's anger. Krodaha. Then krodat bhavati sammohaha. then some, not ordinary moha, some moha. No, there is complete delusion. Whenever there is anger, there is not clear mind, because I am very angry. I was very clear when I was angry. Can you say that? I was very clear what I should say, what I should do, what I should talk, what I should not talk, how I should sit. No, I was very clear when I was very angry. Can you say that? When you are angry, you again, there also one loses oneself for a fraction of a second. The self-conscious one, no, the knowledge that I am is resolved for a short while. You do not even know what you are doing in anger, because you do not even know you are. Anger alone is there for you. Nothing else is there. That time, whatever is done in anger, no, when the mind is affected by anger, then whatever action is done, that action is only thoughtless, no, action. That is why it's called reaction. A thoughtful action alone is a will-involved action, which is action. And I say, no, it's called proper response is action. But thoughtless action is what? Reaction. Krodatsa. Why? Because sammoha. And I say, no, sammoha. Where there is anger, there is delusion. Delusion means what? Completely their mind is clouded with a lack of discrimination. What I should do, what I should not do, what I should talk, what I should not talk, what will be the consequences. There is no space for thinking there. That's what mind being clouded with the confusion is delusion, sammoha. And the more and more and more one allows oneself to be affected by anger, the more one's thinking gets, now really, one thinking capacity also goes. One gets clouded with confusions and delusion. Then what happens? Slowly that mind develops forgetfulness. That is why whenever any worry happens, that other thing which will cause worry in us. That is why it's very, very important to be prayerful, to pray, to do japam, to think of whether jnana works or not. At least we have to be prayerful and worshipful. That's the only way we can keep our intellect sharp. No, otherwise we will develop forgetfulness. The more you worry, the more you get depressed, however intelligent and sharp you are, you will slowly lose that shakti. The mind worries a lot, will not have the capacity to maintain memory power. The memory power, the power of retaining the medha shakti, the capacity to retain, remember things, slowly one will lose. Why? If it is clouded. And that's why he says, this smriti vibhramaha. Smriti vibhramaha. Vibhramaha means what? Vibhramaha itself is confusion. Vibhramaha. Smriti vibhramaha means what? One develops forgetfulness. That is, what should we do now? It is now, we can't undo the worries. We have to learn to manage the worries. How do you manage the worries? By being prayerful. Now, by seeking Bhagavan's grace to manage such situations, we need to be prayerful. That's why I don't know. How can we leave Ishvara somewhere, avoid prayer and worship, and then calling ourselves spiritual people? So smriti bhramshat, suppose if we really develop forgetfulness, some people get senile, no, when they get very old, forget. They don't know where they're walking and all that. But okay, that's a different problem, old age problem. That's also because sense of being ignored, not looked after, uncared, attention being not available for them, That's why it becomes very, very people who had who enjoy the best attention don't get senile really very much. Even though they looked after well, also they'll get senile sometimes. Even they looked after well also. Because they can't stand things, what happens. You know, the physical, when physically people become invalid or some incapacities, they can't take that. Unacceptance also makes them worry. That worry results in what? Forgetfulness. Otherwise, people, even though they looked after well also, they can't accept what is happening to the body. Why? Because there's no readiness to accept the facts.
It's not what?
Readiness to accept the fact. That is because of lack of understanding of the facts. That is immaturity. So here we say, here anyway, what so Smriti Brahmashaha. Smriti Brahmashat. One should, you know, allow this forgetfulness. No. Smriti Brahmashat Buddhinashaha. Completely one loses one's power of memory. You know, the capacity to understand, to retain, you know, that means what? Even one loses the knowledge, I am, one forgets one's own self. That is buddhinashat pranashyati. One becomes like what? An animal. Or a vegetable. Bitter going to be very upset with this. Buddhinashat pranashyati. Why it is called pranashaha? Because one must have this knowledge, I am, in order to be able to discover what I am, what this I am is. No, what this am is, what I am is. Understand now? What this I is, to discover that one should know I am first. If this knowledge I am is not there, it is impossible for one to know what I am, what this I is. Then one has to remain steeped in ignorance forever. There is no way of freeing oneself from bondage. That is why it is called pranashaha, not samanyanashaha. At least if you die ignorant, you can come back. At least if you die, doesn't matter even whether you become a jnani or not, this janma, at least die with half ignorance. At least maintain with, if you don't lose his half knowledge you are blessed with. As like day agyani, doesn't matter. You can come back. Pursue the next, again next janma we can come back. Pick up the thread where we left. Continue. For anything, the knowledge that I am must be there. You know that? That is why losing that knowledge is the pranashaha. I tell you, the worst disturbed, that's why this madness, no? Worst disturbed mind. You know? That is why people always, even if you go to the psychiatrist, they'll tell, always the patients, they try to, when people develop these mental disorders, they'll try to divert the attention from what they're thinking of. They'll go back to the same old thing, what is worrying them, they'll go back to the same old thing. The mind will go back again and again and again and again and again, think only of that. They are dhyanam, vishya dhyanam really. Somebody has told something, shouldn't have happened. It goes there only again and again and again. And you have to divert, come on. Diversion. That's why attention is always, that's why entertainments. It is why TV serial helps you to know, somehow to help to be healthy. Whether you become normally normal or not, at least to keep you, to prevent you from becoming abnormally abnormal, to keep you normally abnormal, all these CET programs help us really. Really. Diversions. Some worried, okay, TV serial, newspapers, take attention. Theatres and plays, dramas and cinemas.
Discourses.
No, this is clarity here. It is helping you to be yourself. You are not just diverted anywhere else. Come on, come back. Be you are constantly. No, you are not losing yourself here. Losing yourself in the right sense. You are losing the wrong identity here. You are made to be, you know, conscious of the very you. There you give me the false idea, even the half knowledge you lose. And here you are not just made total here. Now what I'm saying here, this verse, these two verses really talk about why Jnani is free from desires. How is it possible for him to have mastery over senses? Having mastery over senses, having senses under one's control implies mind being not agitated by the perception of sense objects. Mind being not agitated by sense objects implies the desires being not there at all. If the desires are there, they will definitely, mind gets agitated, there will be disease, there will be triggering of disease. The objects cannot really, perception of objects or no, cannot cause any trigger, cannot really trigger the disease because disease are not there. Okay, nirbijam. No? It's gone. Jnani is mind. Because the bij, you know, some the desires, what is the bijam of the desire? The need is not there. Sense of inadequacy is not there, smallness is not there. It's because Jnana is fullness. Jnani's mind revels in fullness. Therefore, all other ajnanam, ajnana jatam, all other problems have been totally resolved. That is why Jnani's mind is not agitated. What is the strength? Balat. What is that really which helps this Jnani to have complete mastery over senses? Means what? Having mastery over senses means not being agitated by any objects. Not having dislike or dislike. Oh, I like it. Oh, I hate it. Nothing comes in the mind of a Jnani. Why? The Jnani is totally independent. He is not dependent on the objects or situations or people or whatnot for his happiness or for his fullness. He is least bothered about whatever is. That's all. Therefore, it's not agitated. Why it agitated? Because the disease has been resolved. Where? In fullness. That is what? Vashe. Vashaha. Understand now? Not really control means not under control actually. This Vashaha means they are not there. But what happens to the Ajnani, he talks about. How do desires arise? We have to make it very clear. Ajnanam is, as long as Ajnanam is there, Ajnana, okay, sahita antahkarane, nischayena, ragadveshaha, bijarupena santiyeva. Definitely there are ragadveshas, likes and dislikes, desires are very much that dormant, latent condition. Only thing is they do not surface. They are there. Because as long as Ajnanam is there and all other ignorance born, ignorance caused problems are all there. They are all dormant. Understand? They are all definitely there. That is why what happens now for Ajnani Purushaha, if he is vipaschit and he wants to get rid of the ignorance, so he is making efforts. And such a person is trying to manage these desires. Jnani is the one who does not need to manage the desires, doesn't require to manage the desires, because desires are not there at all. not he has given up the desires, he is free from the hold of desires, has got the desires resolved in discovering fullness. Whereas the Ajnani, but Viveki, one who is Purusharth Nischaya, the Jigyasu, is the one who is managing desires. Why? To be qualified to discover the truth, discover fullness. Understand? One who does not have Purusharth Nischaya cannot manage the disease at all. So who is the one who cannot manage disease? Who is the one who is making efforts to manage the disease? Who is the one who does not need to manage the disease? We need to know that. Understand now? So Jnani is the one who does not need to manage the disease. So not having to manage the disease is what? Having mastery over senses. Why diseases are not there? No perceptual object can trigger anything here. Because there's only fullness. And for the person is not dependent anything itself for the fullness. But as long as Ajnanam is there, the disease being there dormant, latent condition, so what happens? The sense objects are perceived. Now there's still, the mind can go towards the objects. That's what we say. We find it very difficult. Because yatataha api purushasya vipaschitaha purushasya api indriyani pramathini indriyani prasabham manaha haranti tani sarvanima indriyani samyamya katam samyamya jnana balat samyamya jnanameva balam. To know, it's like not really controlling means what? Not tying with something or anything. Jnanameva balam. Katam jnana. Katam, knowledge is strength for him. Because knowledge is fullness. Discovery of the self is discovery of fullness. Discovering fullness is reveling in fullness. Where there is fullness, there is no inadequacy. There cannot be disease. Disease all got resolved. Therefore, the sabijam, nirbijam, gatam. Listen now. So, ragad veshanam sabijam nirbijam jatam bahishkanam jatam. They've been eliminated totally along with ignorance. Therefore, what? Nothing shakes. That is why he has mastery. And what happens to an ajnani? Natural. Constantly search on the part of the mind for fullness, happiness. There's constant search on the part of the mind. The mind is awake. If it falls asleep, it's quiet. If it wakes up, there is smallness. Why? Whenever you wake up from sleep, there is aham asmi iti jnanam asti. I am, that knowledge is there. When the knowledge is there is identity is also possible. When there is no knowledge that I am, then identity is not possible. How can you say I am so and so? Is possible only if you say I am, no? I am is not there, then so and so is also not possible. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. When is identity possible? Identity is possible. Right identity or wrong identity, any identity is possible only if there is knowledge I am. That is why in deep sleep state, why there is sukham, there is no identity. No, in sleep also I have identity. Can you say that? There is no identity. In deep sleep state, there is no identity. There is no right identity. There is no wrong identity also. But what you are doing there, you are not, and knowing you are, there is no identity. Therefore, there is no smallness. Sent down I. This smallness sent down I is also not triggered, resolved. Temporarily resolved. In sleep, temporarily temporary resolution. In jnanam, permanent resolution. Understand now? Permanently resolved in jnanam. In sleep, in death, temporarily resolved. In everyday sleep, for a short while, all our problems are resolved for 6-7 hours or maybe 10 hours. Depending upon how long you have deep sleep. And death also what? Some little more long temporary resolution. Long temporary resolution. But in jnanam, permanent resolution. Why? It cannot rise at all. That is why permanent. Got it now? That's what is what? Having mastery over senses. And here what happened? Ajnani, he has to make it very clear what is it meant by jnani having mastery over senses. Jnaninaha vashe indriyani santi. Indriyanam vashe jnani nasti. Indriyanam vashe nasti. Ityukte indriya vishayanam vashe api nasti. He is not under the control of even the sense objects or the senses or the mind. Why? Because he is not dependent on the senses or sense objects for his happiness, for his joy. When you are dependent or independent means you are free. Dependent means you are bound. Understand now? When he is independent? Fullness is discovered, he is independent. Fullness is not discovered, he is dependent. When does he discover fullness? In ajnane, he does not know what fullness is, therefore he is dependent. In jnane, he knows what fullness is, he revels in fullness, therefore he is independent. This is what is very clear. And in that context, these two verses tell, suppose if you do not have mastery, see, you have mastery over senses completely in jnanam by having all the desires resolved. But before jnanam, one has to make efforts to manage the desires in order to be qualified to discover this fullness. Thereby to have the desires resolved for good. If you do not manage, what will happen? You cannot know. If you cannot know, you cannot resolve them for good. What will happen if you do not manage? Kamat. No, dhyayata, vishayan, vishaya dhyanam, you cannot avoid. Vishayan purushaha dhyanam karoti. Vishayanam dhyanam karoti. You can say simple sentences. Purushaha, see, avipaschit purushaha, look at this. Avipaschit purushaha, let me say simply in Sanskrit, you understand. Avipaschit purushaha, purushartha nischaya rahita purushaha. Kim karoti? No? Saha vishayanam dhyayati dhyayate vishayanam dhyanam karoti. Yada yada indriyanam dvara vishayan pashyati tada tada vishayanam dhyanam karoti. Tatha vishayan dhyayataha purushasya teshu vishayeshu sangaha sanjayate. Punaha 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 sarvan vishayan tektva yekameva vishayam punaha punaha chintayitva punaha punaha dhyatva kimbhavati vishaye sangaha sanjayate. Sangaha ityukte kaha artaha. What is the meaning of the word sangaha? entertaining the need for the possession of the object, because non-possession of that object, no, makes him feel uncomfortable and causes discomfort. So being dependent on the object for one's happiness is being attached to the object. That is what is what? Sangha. Who creates Sangha? Don't feel guilty. This is all naturally happening. He says, if Ajnanam is there, Purusharth Nischaya is there, you are so powerful, no? You have no say over anything. So helpless. Don't feel guilty, don't feel bad. This is what completely you don't know. It's a function. Function of the mind, isn't it? What say do you have over your eyes when the eyes are open in terms of seeing? You have no say over your eyes in terms of seeing, no, when your eyes are open. Similarly, what say do you have over your mind? The aviveka. The mind is just there. We feel so, no, we are very pitiable people. Kamat na sangat sanjayate kamaha, then sangate, then kamaha. I want that. I need that. I need that. Then I want that. First what now? Dhyanam. Dhyanena sangaha. I need that. Then I need that. So I want that.
Sangha is entertaining the need for something.
Yeah. Entertaining the need. Yeah, feeling the need. The mind entertaining the need for the given object. Okay, see what I'm saying. So, kamaha, sanjayate, kama, kamate, then what? No, sang. See, the need results in what? Want. Want is desire. Kamaha. Then kamat what? And kamaha. If more and more and more and more you fulfill, the more desires arise. The more desires you fulfill, more desires arise. This is how the desires keep on arising and make you act. You act, this is get exposure of actions, and you do actions and you fulfill your desires, again the desires you come keep on arising. So the desires do not get fulfilled, because what? It triggers unfulfilled desire, triggers your helplessness, triggers your smallness, triggers your incapacity. Then what? That results in what? Anger. Not only your anger, jealousy, hatred, add all those things. You know, all those things. Then such a mind, highly disturbed mind, krodhat, sammohaha, not only anger, where there is anger, there will be definitely jealousy. You know that? And that mind completely gets clouded. There is no delusion. In that mind, it can't really see the consequences of what is right, what is wrong. The mind loses this capacity to think and see things properly. The sammohaha. No, mind being clouded with incapacity to think is what? Getting deluded. When there is anger. So, smriti bhramshaha, sammohat, what happens? Then, because the mind so slowly, the mind develops forgetfulness, smriti bhramshaha. Smriti bhramshat, buddhi nashaha. Buddhi nashaha means what? Not that you lose very intellect. What the basic thing that has a human being? I know I am. You know, the more you allow yourself to be disturbed by jealousy and hatred and other things, all the time worried over lots of other things, results in what? Result in losing the very knowledge, the precious knowledge one human being is blessed with. Buddhi nashaha, and that buddhi nasha is pranasha. Buddhi nashat pranashyati, you lose the very qualification for self knowledge. Because when no animal is taught Vedanta, no animal has any problem also. No animal knows anything about the birth and death. No animal worries about getting old. No animal has any worry about children being not attached, not looking at other animal, does not look for me, care for me. There's no animal seeks any attention. It's all no complexes, all because of they always remain what? In bliss. Because of total ignorance.
Reward.
He's so cute. But he does cry. He knows when his master's gone. And if he runs up and down the stairs and sniffs at the door, then I give him some naked and he shuts up.
It's very touch, very, very sensory. Not, it's not the self-conscious thing. Very sensory, seeking some comfort. Comfort seeking, see, they also seek artha kama. They also seek pleasure. Sense of touch, they know. Sensory pleasures, they also, this is they know. They also have five senses, sensory pleasures, they also seek. But without the knowledge, one does not need to have the knowledge that I am. Know that? Because they have such a limited knowledge. That's why they can reproduce and all that. That's a different thing. But that's not mean that they have self. They are self-conscious. No, I'm a dog. My boss is, you know, he and his guru is Jagat Maharaj. That sort of thing is not there.
You
never know. I know. And Miriam is my mom, my grandmom. No, doesn't know that. And that's it.
About Yudhishthira's dog.
Hmm?
Yudhishthira's dog getting to heaven with him.
Okay, so he's. Let me finish this. So because, I'm sorry, if you interfere, noise, attention goes. Very important that I'm discussing. So here, that is what is nasha, that is why, see how the desires, please listen carefully, the thoughts managed. If purusharthan is, cheha is there, one knows the value of knowledge, one becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge. One knows the importance of having one's disease managed in order to be qualified for jnanam, discover fullness. One makes efforts to manage the disease. Then one can manage the disease. Definitely, in the long run, due course of time, one can gain jnanam. Thereby, as a jnani, one can have this disease totally resolved. One can become free from the hold of disease, which is having, listen now, otherwise, if one doesn't have this, if one does not manage, then what happens? How it can lead to the total disaster, pranasha? How one deceives in other? How the mind totally, you know, goes under control? This mind management is very, very important. These two, having these two verses. So we can conduct big seminar on self-management, you know that? We can do self-management nowadays. These two verses, they take this essence of these two verses, interpreted with the big pictures, is what? Management excellence with reference to Bhagavad Gita. Big seminars. You had to pay £3,000 for 2 days. The Star Hotel with nice music and food. Maybe it's worth some £100. But the whole thing is for this business. Okay. Anyway, what do we say here? This what? He said. Whereas what about a jnani? Jnani is the one who has not simply mastery over the senses. Even if you say he has mastery over senses, means one has got his desires totally resolved. He is the one who has mastery over senses. Got the point, Pitiji? One who has got his desires resolved, how? By discovering fullness, is the one who has mastery over senses. The one whose senses cannot cause any agitation on the part of the mind through reporting the sense objects perceived. Is it clear?
Mm.
Okay. Pitiji, what is it you wanted?
Yes, there were two questions.
Yeah.
One, so, moha, for example. Moha,
So we hear it says krodha bhavati sammoha. Is that the only trigger for moha, or other things can trigger this?
Okay.
Are each of these the only trigger for the thing that follows?
No, no. Please understand. I wanted to understand one thing very clearly. See, I want to answer one thing very, very clearly. See, mohaha, when I should see here in the night time, mohaha, I sleep here, Richard Ji, sometimes. Don't you see the whole thing, no? All colorful lights to see that. See, mohaha or sammohaha means delusion. What is delusion? Lack of discriminative knowledge. So discrimination between what? Discriminative understanding of what? Discriminative knowledge of what? If we say nitya anitya vastu vivekaha means absence of delusion, okay, in terms of nitya anitya vastu. It means you know what is nitya vastu, what is anitya vastu. You know, you have discriminative knowledge of what? Vivekaha. Mohaha, what is the opposite of mohaha?
Vivekaha.
Vivekaha means discriminative understanding or knowledge. Mohaha is a lack of discriminative knowledge, which is delusion. Where there is vivekaha, there a mistake is not possible. Error is not possible. You will not mistake the nitya vastu for anitya vastu, or you will not mistake the anitya vastu for nitya vastu. Erroneous perception is not possible if there is like discriminative knowledge. Where there is no discriminative knowledge, there possible error is possible, isn't it? You can mistake that for something. So we say nitya anitya vastu vivekaha is what? Nitya anitya vastu, okay, vishaye moha rahityam. Mohaha means what? Absence of discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real is what? Moha, isn't it? That moha is different. But here mohaha means sammohaha, means the clouded mind. Deluded mind means what? Leave alone nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. I doubt a person who does not need to be doubted. I mistake the person who is really, who is okay. I mistake the wrong person for right person. I trust the wrong person. Listen, lots of confusions. And I make my own conclusions about persons. And always I jump to wrong conclusions. I thought you would have done this. I thought this must be your thinking. I can't trust this person. Maybe you don't need to trust. But sometimes we may be right, maybe wrong also. Although we are not wrong, right. We mistake right person for wrong person also. No, this person would not have done something. He might have done. He might have done. He must have done. He would have done. Oh, he wouldn't have done that. All, no. And it must have gone like that. He must have told. He must be thinking like that. She must be thinking like that. Even other person doesn't think. If you think, it's all, no. Doubts about people. Wrong conclusions. Sometimes a conclusion will be right also based on your perception. I'm not saying all your conclusions based on perceptions are wrong. But most of the time our conclusions are wrong also. Sometimes some of our conclusions are wrong also. That's all because of what? Because I'm not able to see correctly.
Sambhava is when it's always wrong, is that?
Eh?
Sambhava is when it's always wrong, is that what you're saying?
No, not always wrong. That given with reference to something. Sammohaha. In a given situation when you get angry.
Yeah.
And that the more and more you develop, give, you know, really room for anger. the more you give room for anger, the more you get confused. And that touch a mind, slowly it loses its very capacity to think correctly. Always thinking, seeing people wrongly, behaviors wrongly. You know, most of the times our perceptions are very wrong. Wrong perceptions. Wrong understanding of people, situations and things and behaviors. Lots of everything. Associations. Then what happens? Those things are really not very pleasant, you know. And that really causes a lot of agitation. No? The more agitated mind becomes, the more and more agitated, the more you think about it, the clouded mind which cannot think correctly. So, sammoha can be with reference to a given situation, things, Pitiji.
Yes, I wasn't asking for the definition of sammoha. I was asking if each of these things, moha is triggered by krodha, smriti brahma is triggered by moha.
Buddhi-nasha
is triggered by... I'm asking if... The only trigger for moha is krodha. Is the only trigger for smriti brahma?
Mainly krodha.
But not only.
No. Krodha means krodha, lobha, moha, mada, all those
six, yeah.
Tamoha will lead it, okay? Lobha, moha also sometimes. Lobha also sometimes. See what happens?
But is krodha...
Mainly krodha. And krodha, anger, is expression of one's hurt ego. You know, when does the ego get hurt? When a desire is not fulfilled, is not directly the unfulfilled desire causes hurt. What the hurt is, you are upset with yourself, your own incapacity, your helplessness is triggered. No, you're being incapable of achieving something is triggered. Your smallness is triggered. See, I'm not capable of doing it, getting it done. That implies what? Your helplessness. That triggers what? Anger. You are angry with whom? Maybe with the other person or with yourself. We don't know, sometimes you're angry with your own self, you know that? Anger is a state of mind one entertains, okay, when one's helplessness is triggered. Anger is the state of mind. And that anger gets expressed, whoever becomes the victim of that anger, and say that you are angry towards. And say, no, the person, the anger is already there. They're triggered by whom? Now, whoever really triggers your smallness. And any situation triggers your smallness. That's why anger means mainly anger. So, unfulfilled desire, which triggers another smallness, that results in anger. The anger definitely results. Anger really, for a length of time, for a short while, it clouds your mind. Immediately it causes... It results in reaction. That reaction results in other reaction. Other reaction causes more anger. That is why you totally remain deluded. Sammoha. I tell you, these two words I can give talks on for 2 days also. Talk so much on big seminar you can conduct. Okay, what is sammoha? Take one big lesson. What is krodha? What all krodha can do? How anger is triggered? What is the origin source of anger? What is it which really triggers the anger? What is kamaha? Like that. Okay. Then mohaha. That is so anger plays a very main role in triggering sammoha. And sammoha is the really thing important, very really the root cause of what? Sammoha results in smriti bhramshaha. The slowly, not overnight, slowly one loses one's retaining capacity, the memory power. Slowly one will lose. Because agitated mind cannot really absorb anything, cannot register anything. Therefore, and then when you keep also, you don't mechanically do things. Then you won't remember where you place it. You forget. Now, how many desires will tell you? He'll always force like this. And search for aspects all over the jagat. And then you pick it up. I don't know where I left it. My God. Angrily do this. Then you pick up. Jnana udayate. Now, because your forgetfulness, in fact, because we will start doing things mechanically, thoughtlessly, out of anger, when you're clouded. That is why smriti vibhramaha. You're not simply forgetting because you're doing it mechanically. Slowly, you even lose the medha shakti. That's why you ask medha, devi, jushamana, na agaat. Why do you have to ask agaat, agaat, agachato, agachato? Why should you ask her to come? Because we don't have enough. We should not lose her. So whatever is there, let her not go. We want more. Then you have to ask for that. Then the power, it's all mind, you know. It also needs some rest. That's why proper rest is important in the part of the mind. Good rest is needed for the mind to sleep. So you won't lose. That is why the mental disordered people are already put into sedatives and then put them to sleep. Rest, mental rest is the only way to bring them back to proper. To bring them back. Know that? Because so agitated. They won't even sleep. Like all. Know that? Mentally disordered people won't sleep, know that. There is shock treatments. Because they need rest. How to make them rest? This fellow, stop him thinking first of all. No thought should be allowed to rise. That's the only way he can rest. So smriti brahmshaha, that is why slowly, see the more you get agitated by anger, now slowly you lose one's capacity to really retain memory power also. Smriti brahmshaha, then smriti brahmshat buddhinashaha. Buddhinashaha is not overnight. In the shloka, he said it very immediate, fast, one after the other, as if. But it has to be, it's not because when it is presented in the form of a shloka, in a nutshell, the consequences of not being able to manage the thoughts, not being able to manage the mind, not being able to manage one's desires, not being able to manage one's senses and mind, thoughts, no? Is in fact, it will result in what? The consequence, that is what is said here. It very in a nutshell it is said, very fast it is said. It had overnight.
But that was my second question. Is it possible to stop, you know, to put a break at any one of these stages and not let it inevitably go?
Yeah, it's possible.
That is possible. This is not an inevitable.
No.
You can stop it.
It's possible. That is why anything can be stopped at any stage. Initially. Even kamat, no? Even sanjayate kama, even it can be. That is why, what is that only best solution? Purushartha nischayaha, first of all. One has to be very clear about the purushartha nischayaha. Thereby, it is important for one to know the value of knowledge. Thereby, commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, which is commitment to Bhagavan. Living a life of dharma, I tell you, will bless one with tremendous strength to manage. The commitment to knowing the value of dharma, thereby, see, it's impossible for one to commit oneself to live a life of dharma. Knowing the value of dharma, living a life of dharma, thereby committing oneself to live a life of dharma, will bless one with tremendous strength. That is what dharma eva shaktihi. Dharma anushtanam eva shaktihi. That strength will really always will bless you. Bhagavan's grace you can tap. Bhagavan's grace in the form of clarity will always help you to see things and act thoughtfully. Then you can manage anger. Anger will be there. You see, no, Ajnani's mind is not free from anger. any vipaschitaha api purushasya agnya, anger will be there. Who is free from anger? Durvasa was highly angry man, know that. If a great tapasvis had anger, that means what? Only jnani is free from anger. Dayavan purushaha. That's why expression of fullness is love. Who is the one who is not angry? One who does not find fault with anybody for anything at all. Non-fault finding accommodation is what? Expression of fullness, which is love. In fact, who can do that? One must be full here, then to express fullness. Here inadequacy, how can I express fullness? How can there be expression of fullness where there is inadequacy? Isn't it? For one to express fullness, one must be reveling in fullness. Isn't it? Then expression of fullness is possible. Where there is no fullness, how can there be expression of fullness? There will only be expression of inadequacy. That is why fault finding is expression of inadequacy. Non-fault finding accommodation is expression of fullness. Isn't it? That is fullness. And then you don't find fault with anybody. Then what will they say? Ah, highly compassionate person. Why accommodates any nonsense? What is the limit of compassion? What is the height of compassion? I tell you, if you are disturbed, you will be angry with anybody. You don't allow, the jnani does not allow himself to be disturbed. That is why accommodation is possible. Understand? For which, if he is dependent on other person's behavior for his happiness, and he'll be disturbed. And we will react. Come on, shut up, keep quiet, don't do this. We'll say that. It is natural. I'm not saying we should allow all rubbish to. We have to be prudent. We have to be relatively prudently active. We have to say. But what I'm saying, the jnani, the really speaking, that is what is non-fault finding accommodation is said. The fault finding itself is what? Expression of one's inadequacy. That means what? One is dependent on situations, external things for one's fullness. That's all but disturbance, isn't it? So that's why, see, the jnani's mind is not agitated or perturbed because that is what is unshaken, you know that? Gadham, you know, you say the gadham means what? It is deep. It is a strength, not just strength there. But here, as Sweetaji asked, no, in every level, initially, every stage, wherever the stage is, immediately from that stage one can protect oneself. Wherever you discover what? Really value of knowledge. Purushartha nishchaya, that's why Vedanta dindimaha, no? Vedanta first dins this first. Li Brahman Brahma Jnanam. First Purushartha nishchaya. You know, what I am seeking, how it is choiceless. Moksha is a choiceless end. I should know. That is when Sharanagati comes. Surrender to Jnanam comes. That is when then my whole life becomes what now? Surrender to Dharma. My will is totally surrendered to Dharma. Surrendered to Bhagavan. That is Sharanagati, isn't it? Then you have grace. I tell you, once Dharmaha Rakshitaha Rakshati. Dharma protected, protects. How? You always tap grace. That grace always blesses the mind. It's a prasadaha. Know that grace in the form of for the mind to be clear, and we don't. That's why when you are not able to do that dharma, that's why prayer is a must. Prayer is a must. Without prayer, you are really, we are helpless. We have to seek grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Now, although we are not clear because we do get confused. Because things are so tempting and so deceptive and then so deceptive, no? Kokamaya. You saw that that day. Very difficult. That is why it all the time we need Bhagavan's grace to be able to see right and to be able to see that Medha Shakti, you know, Visesha Buddhi, to always to be righteous. This is prayer. Prayer, what is prayer? Just to keep on telling yourself, talking to yourself, I should do the right, I should do the right, I should do the right. No, that is constantly reminding oneself of not going against dharma is what? Prayer. Doing the right. Then that helps. Because the answer, your question is answered. By being prayerful, worshipful, by seeking Bhagavan's grace, by seeking help is intelligent living. Okay, intelligently living implies seeking help, seeking grace by being prayerful and worshipful. And which also will help you, bless you with the capacity to live a life of dharma, which will bless you with more strength and adequate strength to be able to manage your mind. See, dharma anushtanena eva. No, one can manage one's mind. There is no self-management, mind management without managing one's raga-dveshas. Raga-dvesha management is mind management, self-management. For which commitment to dharma. Understand? This is how you can, this is the only way. How you can manage all this? You can avoid pranasha, buddhinasha, smriti vibhramaha. And the more you commit to the dharma, the more grace you tap, the clearer you will be, faster you will be. You have alert, sharp mind, sharp intellect, not smriti vibhramaha. Asmriti vikasaha. Not smriti vibhramaha, smriti vikasaha. Alert, sharp mind, intellect. Sharp buddhi, tikshna buddhihi, kushagra buddhihi. No, kushagra, like a sharp edge of the kushagras. Kushagra buddhi. Agram. Agram means edge of a kushagras, like a blade will cut. Know that? Kushagra buddhi. Tikshna buddhi. Sharp buddhi. How you will have? You need a special grace for that. How can it tap the grace? Just by living like dharma. How can you live like dharma? Seek grace. Be prayerful. Okay, so calm. That's why consequences of not managing one's mind and desires will lead to what? Total disaster in the form of losing the self-knowledge. Self-knowledge what? Total knowledge and also partial knowledge. So intelligently managed will help one gain that jnanam. Suppose if you manage, what will happen? How prasadam adigachati? We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamidam.